This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. When you think of retiring, you imagine riding off into the sunset and living happily ever after. But your health declines as you grow older, which causes medical expenses to rise. Certified financial planner Byron Moore talks about ways to cover those unwanted health expenses during your retirement years on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
We need to talk about the retirement smile. And I'm not talking about that silly grin that you daydream about having the day that you walk out of your office for the last time. More on that in a moment. You want to plan for an enjoyable period of retirement, and we all instinctively know that we'll be in the best physical and perhaps mental condition to enjoy those years earlier in our retirement. Some have described this in three general stages. First, there are the go-go years. Your health is good, you want to travel and enjoy yourself, so you tend to spend more. Then come the go-slow years. You've been there, done that, and your energy level may have naturally declined. Your interest in going is less, so you spend less on travel and entertainment. Finally, the no-go years arrive, where either your interest or your ability to do much more than simply live from day to day declines. We aren't doing much, so we aren't spending much. Recent studies have adjusted that view to account for medical and long-term care expenses later in life. As lifestyle expenses decline over time, medical expenses tend to rise. Some wonky, clever types have charted this spending pattern, and it looks kind of like a smile, starting higher at the beginning, dipping down in the middle, and then rising again towards the end. So what's the best way to maximize your spending capacity in retirement? Well, I believe the solution lies in a careful balance of accumulation and actuarial solutions, also known as investments and insurance. Accumulation solutions broadly include any sort of account into which you add money and which hopefully will grow over time. This obviously includes bank savings accounts and mutual funds, brokerage accounts, and certain types of deferred annuities. IRAs and 401ks also fall into this accumulation category. Accumulation solutions dominate the retirement planning landscape today. We usually refer to this category simply as investments. Well, actuarial solutions broadly include any sort of insurance or pension benefit that pays out based on age of your retirement or life events such as long-term care or chronic illness or even death. The actuarial solutions provide a safety net in the event that you or your loved one incurs any of the expenses that can occur on the backside of that retirement smile. Historically, accumulation solutions tend to be the realm of brokerage houses and investment advisors. Actuarial solutions usually are sold by insurance company agents. They often compete for attention and loyalty of the public, so they tend to emphasize the benefits of their solution over those offered by the other side. They see each other as competition. Well, this is unfortunate, and their failure to cooperate serves the public poorly. Because only through careful and thoughtful balancing of accumulation and actuarial solutions is it possible to keep the retirement smile from putting a frown on your face. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.